So in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in Siman Reish Mem Ches, we're discussing the halacha of the second half of the Siman, of someone that goes on a caravan on Shabbos, middle of Siv Dalet, where we're saying regarding if people are going out in a caravan to the desert, everybody knows they're going to have Mechal Shabbos because of danger, because they're not going to be able to stay there by themselves. So 3 days before Shabbos, you're not allowed to go out. On Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you're allowed to go out. And afterwards, this hakakah happens. So then you're going to have Mechal Shabbos, and then it's mutter. There's no real Chil Shabbos. And going up to Eretz Yisrael, if you happen to have a caravan, even there have a Shabbos and Bar Mitzvah, then you could go. You make up with them to stop, and then afterwards in the middle, they don't want to stop with them, and then you could go with them out of the Chumuk Kitz B'Kuruch Nefesh. That Mechaba continues two lines up at the bottom of the Yamid. The Nechnis Le'ir Achas B'Shabbos. Now, if you enter into one city on Shabbos, Mechalach Kuli could go throughout the whole city. And even if they left him out of the city, he wants to go into the city, Mutra is permitted. Why? Kivin as a kingdom of Basil, Dvar Mitzvah Nafik, since he went out for Dvar Mitzvah, Yeshlo Alpayim Amul Choruach, so he gets 2,000 amos in every direction, like we said, because he went to Eretz Yisrael. Says Rama Hagos, that Yesh Rama, some say, Shukam Hakoim, Shadam Hailech, Lischaira, then where a person goes for business, other words, Penechavera, to go greet his friend. Choshva Kol Dvar Mitzvah is all considered as a mitzvah purpose. Vein Choshva Dvar Rishon, so it's not considered as an optional thing, Rak Shalich L'tayil, which is going for like touring. Therefore, the custom is in some place to be lenient regarding going on a boat and going on caravans within 3 days of Shabbos. They consider everything as a mitzvah purpose and don't protest against them since they have on whom to rely. Says in Mishabura, Sivkat and Lamed Beis, or Nichnas Vachulu, and if they entered into a city on Shabbos, you can go the whole thing. Which usually that's a problem about chumim. So he explains that even the boinus yatzachot chum, since this that he was out of the he's going out of the chum on Shabbos was forcibly mimitkuach nefesh because it was in danger in the midbar in the desert and to save his life. And initially when he went was with permission because he was for dar mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's not like any other, when you go out of the Tchum, so you're limited to Dalai Ramas. Here, you are not limited, you're actually allowed to walk throughout the whole city. Because Magadabram writes, the Daka Kishalach Bar Mitzvah Gemur, but this only if you went to for a complete Bar Mitzvah. Not like that week, what we call Bar Mitzvah that the Ramah brings down, that you went for business. Even though the opinion of the Ramah, Shagam Zemikah Terech Mitzvah, is also considered Terech Mitzvah. This that, even though you went out of the Tchum, that now that you're in the city, you should be able to walk throughout the entire city. And also this is Mechaber writes, that even if they left him out of the city, and now he wants to enter into the city, they are permitted, and Yeshlo Alpayim Am L'Choruach, that there's 2,000 hours every direction, for that you shouldn't rely on this. Since many people disagree with this, only with a complete mitzvah like going to Eretz Yisrael. Simcha Lamed Gimel. But that's what the Mechaber is saying, that's permitted. The Kimidol Dvar Mitzvah, who since the Dvar Mitzvah, so therefore he has 2,000 amos in every direction from where he is. Now, Avim Yotzim Etchil Dvar Shuas, but he originally went out for an optional purpose. Even though now, okay, technically, he'd be permitted to go with them out of the Tchum because of the danger to his life. Since he initially violated what the Chachamim instituted. But they said he went within 3 days of Shabbos. So then it's like a regular person that goes out of Tchum. That he only gets 4 Amos for the rest of Shabbos where he is, like around 7 feet. Now, if he went out before 3 days before Shabbos, he'll fill the bar shos even for an optional purpose. But since now he had to go out from where he was because of Kuch Nevesh, even though he went out of the Tchum, he has where he stops 2,000 amos in every direction. Because of Simtov Zayim, says the Magen Avraham, that if he went with for 3 days of Shabbos, he thought, he thought you're allowed to go within 3 days of Shabbos. So that's considered that he was unaware. And then he also gets 2,000 in the same direction. And that's how the other chayim also write the same idea. Sivkat Lamadal. And the Rama wrote that some say that everywhere where the person goes, l'schayra for business, that's also considered Dvar Mitzvah. And that's how the Yeshla Mitzvah says, even if he has parnasa, he has food, but l'schayra l'arvach, he's going for business to make a profit. Even so, that would be considered as Dvar Mitzvah according to the Yeshayim. Now, Balikvas Moyes, man Yehudi Shukhaila, to collect money from a non-Jew that's sick, Kalocha and Iglesias, as long as he's not in the throes of death, that's not considered a definite loss, and therefore that would not be as much of a head to. Well, your rabbi makes the rabbi is lean regarding this. Like, it's not any less than going for business. Where you want to get some money. Okay, therefore, according to this, you'd be permitted to go on that journey within 3 days of Shabbos. And therefore, some places, the Rama said, the custom is to be lean regarding going on boats and going with caravans. Within 3 days of Shabbos, but that's Morgan Avram. Shem Kam Poiskim. The Blichus Shayori in the Hakel. Morgan Avram says no. Going in a caravan in the desert, one should not be leaning within 3 days. But Simkalam involved. The Ramah said, "Ve'elim Chetz Bchulu." Don't protest against them because they have on whom to rely. Of Morgan Shloim Nagel Hakel, but in a place where the custom is not to be lenient, in Gedai Leketchil Hakel, it's not worthy initially to be lenient. The common place from Sivan being Mitzik Mura, many places can hold that has to be a full fledged mitzvah, not like greeting a friend or making some money. The halachas that apply, as you can see, the order was going from the main idea of Shabbos, which you have to prepare from the whole week, and then like within 3 days of Shabbos, which is talking about going on boats and going on journeys. Now we're getting to Erev Shabbos. The halachas that apply to Erev Shabbos. And by Dal Sifim, there's four paragraphs. Sif Aleph. In Holchim, the Erev Shabbos, you're not supposed to go on Erev Shabbos, Yisim Mishalosh Parsois, more than a distance of three Parsois. They should yield a basis by the Yom Gadol. That so that a person could get to his house when it's still daytime. V'yochel ochen, meaning way early in the daytime, meaning because v'yochel ochen, lochen tzarkat shudu l'shabbos, that he could then prepare what he needs for the meals for Shabbos. Ben shalach l'beis achem, when he's going to other people's homes, ben shalach l'beis achem, when he's going to his own home. Anami, when we say this, kishu b'yishu, when he's in a settled area, b'mokum v'yochel lochen tzarkat Shabbos, where he could prepare the needs of Shabbos. He's in town. But if the place where he's going to Shabbos, you can't prepare Tzarek Shabbos. It's somewhere out, somewhere far from stores. As it's not a place which is a definite settlement. Then you're right. You can go even more than that, many parsais, because anyways you can't prepare. And let's say he went and he sent before and he notified them that he's coming for Shabbos. Then in all cases you're allowed to go many parsais. Because you don't have the problem of that they won't know to prepare. It says Mishbru Sif Kut and Aleph. So Erev Shabbos, a person should not be going. Yisim Mishalosh Parsois, more than three Parsois, Mitchilas Hayom. That's meaning if you start in the beginning of the day. Bukrav Lishlish Hayom, which that's close to a third of the day, which is Kefim Halachot Meini, the way a regular person would walk. He walks Esther Parsois Bayom, three Parsois in a day. So three is like close to a third of the day, so around 4 hours, is how much time a person should not walk, go more than on Erev Shabbos. Now, when they say about Gola, but let's say he's traveling on a wagon, all he goes about is riding on a horse, and they say, but maybe he goes quickly, then he could be going more than three parsa, up until a third of the day. Now, on my Bach Mash Malahoko, so the Bach sounds like three linear, but they say about Gola, when you're traveling on a wagon, that you could travel even after midday. As long as you stop when there's still a lot of time left. Which obviously relates to our cars, said you'll still have time to prepare for Shabbos. Siv Katan Beis. But the reason why you have to do this is so that he's able to get Lebeisoy to his house when it's still daylight. Hainu, that is Lamakim Shashabish, meaning it doesn't mean live over his house, it means where he's spending Shabbos over there. Siv Katan Gimel. As we said, whether he's going to other people's homes, whether Shoheilich Labez is going to his own home. Now, Vavshu Mechaben, that even though he's having a mind of a base, he uses Einik Shabbos, that in his house will have more Einik Shabbos. That's why he's traveling home. Kamakam Aser. Still, it's going to be forbidden if you don't have enough time, like we said, to make preparations. Shemli Yidiklam and Biyasa. Maybe they're not going to know that he's coming. But Leichinu Bishwila, and they didn't prepare for him. Now, in these countries, Ribbon Adam, most people, Mechinu Tzarek Shabbos Berevach, they prepare the needs for Shabbos with a surplus. Lachain in the Zarmaz Eklal says the Mishbu Divror, people are not careful about this halacha at all. Being Shar Lachabesa with him, he goes to his own home, or the Sarmaz Beis Achayrim, or whether he's going to other people's home, says the Magad Ram from the Aguda. Now, Bahaba Achayrim Yisr Shagazru says the Mishbu, and many Achayrim I saw that they wrote, the Mikamakam, however, Tzorkh Lizor, like Tchilo, still want us to be careful initially, Shla Yelach Yisr at Samach Arab, not to go or travel up until literally close till nighttime. As we know, many times people stumble through this. The Shabbos comes to desecrating Shabbos, keep Alish Pisa, because the host, I feel by or even his own house, when he comes close to Shabbos, may see from Lavash Mishvili, they want to add more to cook for him. Machalan Shabbos and the desecrated Shabbos, we come from Yero, so many times Shabbos, Lagilim alone, with the basin of Yom, he doesn't get to the hotel or to the house when it's still day. Tamacha Pashek, I'm literally dark. But Kamachal Shabbos, Yishbeitzah, Bachnasa, many desecrated Shabbos with carrying out, carrying in, Vitzimat Kotchum, going out in Chumash, with Hemtoi, and that his animal's not resting. Okay, and therefore, Kotze, Yosem, Otten, Liba, everyone should pay attention to this, be married, Lishbeitz, he should be quick to rest, feel like far in a village, Lois, Yisena, Yitzar, Yitzar, Lema, the inclination should not seduce him to say, Oydiyam, God, Lo, it's still, daytime of a long time, but there chatoiv and the roads are easy. But if it does happen that he's going until darkness, and by twilight he was in the city limits, and he's allowed to go into it. He has to come down from the wagon and the horse. And then we're going to explain it. The Mishmur says. When we say this halacha, it's keshuv l'chul, is when is he in the makom yishuv where he could prepare. So then, because he could, then you have to. But if you're in a place where you are, you can't prepare anyway. Then there's no problem. It says Ritzlam Rav Mitzvah says, but makom shekol agim l'parasayis, meaning where the three parasayis are going to end, where you're ending up to. If that's a makom yishuv, King Kosov Labush, Rain Bel Yaba, that not where he is right now, but where he's ending up is the primary point. But if let's say Sivkon Hei Shein b'chul, he's coming to places not a definite yishuv, then he's allowed to go even more than that. Because Amid Baderech in a Makom Betuach, because standing the road is definitely not a definite place. All roads are in presumption of danger. Even if he has provisions for what he needs for Shabbos, he has some grape juice and chalas in his trunk. He's allowed to travel from there until he comes to a confident place. Which Shartzinai's test says to look at Bi'alach and Maschal B'Yuchal, and what we wrote in the name Deli Rabbi, that he's inclined to be lenient when you're traveling with your food with you. And previously, the Sharatzin in Ois Hey said that what he had said that Menach Reinim says that right that you have to be careful, Ketfila, not to travel until it gets really close to dark. It's from the words of Agudan. It says even though we cannot protest because many are already lenient like him, not to be makbar on the Shir Gam. So he says, however, you should see to come to the place where you're staying, spending Shabbos when it's still enough daytime. Sivkat Vav. Says Mishburu, come parsois, and you can travel even many parsois. If let's see, they know that you're coming. Again, just be careful. You don't come mamish like close to dark. And Sivkot and Gimel, like we said already in Sivkot and Gimel. The Bi'alacha in Divri Hamaschel in Hocham Erev Shabbos. We don't go in Erev Shabbos more than three parsois. So it says, L'cher, it seems that if a person is going for a Dvar Mitzvah, he's allowed to go up until right before Shabbos, as the Brun Samarish Machesiv Aleph, look over there, even though over there he's not going to even have Oynik Shabbos, like you're right in Siv Beis. However, in that situation, maybe it's more severe because he didn't prepare at all. Look later on, Samarish Nun, B'Alacha, what we read regarding this. However, it would seem that one could be lenient regarding at least going more than three pursuits regarding this, if he evaluates that he'll get there at least when it's still daytime. That you have to be able to get there, that you'll be able to appear what you need for Shabbos. It says, look at the Sefer Oyler Shabbos, it's Machmer regarding this. Even if he's traveling with food with him, still what's called Leplug, Chum did not differentiate. And that's what it sounds like from the Beis that he spoke about in Mishbur and Sefkot and Hay, which the Dirshu 6 means that he writes that if someone finds himself in a place that's not Batuach, he's allowed to go more than three Pasois, even if he has Tzarech Shabbos. So you see that someone is in a Makom Batuach, a definite place, he's not allowed to go more than three Pasois, even if he has Tzarech Shabbos with him. But Eli Rabba says Berlocha disagrees with him and is inclined to be lenient, as he is mitzayin this Eli Rabba, as we mentioned before. The Maschal Asa Likboya. Oh, that's from the next set. Some of the dirshus dirshu number 23. A doctor that's on call, that's in the hospital. And if he's removed from his family Friday night, him and his family won't have Oynik Shabbos. Shem Zaman rules, he's allowed to leave the hospital on Erev Shabbos, even though he knows he's going to have to go back to the hospital on Shabbos to be busy with patients that are Makom Sakana. Because it's considered like a Tzarech Mitzvah. Another interesting is Rashi writes that the doctor's responsibility to spend the night in the hospital or nearby the hospital, that he does not have to travel on Shabbos to the hospital. He adds on that it's on the doctor to do this, even if he doesn't have in the hospital wine for Kiddush and Chash Basuda. Now, if someone knows that he's going to fast in Sem Gedalia, there's concern that he won't be able to fast on Yom Kippur. They should have a charge. So, however, he should still fast in Sem Gedalia, because just like you're allowed to travel on the boat for Dvar Mitzvah 3 days before Shabbos, even though you might be in Mechal Shabbos, you do what you have to do right now. Now, even though that to wait by the Tchum Shabbos they did not permit, only if it's for the needs of a mess or a kala, but not for other Tzorchei Mitzvah, Shabbos Chassam Sefer writes that since that someone that's late waiting by the Tchum is doing an action, he's violating on Imtoshim Shabbos Reglecha, according to Ramban, there's actually Issus Shabbos Deiraisim regarding that, that's more severe than going on the boat and when you're not doing an action, and it's like someone who's just laying on his bed in his house. Addition number two, about how much a person walks in a day, which, addition number one, we said that you can go, you can't go more than three parsais. So Shiva Parsa is 8,000 amma, which 1 mil is 2,000 amma, and the parsa is 4 mil. Now, how long does it take to go a mil? So in Simon Tzadik Beis, later on, Simon Tzadik Beis is 18 minutes. According to this, the time of going 4 mil, which is one parsa, is 72 minutes. And so therefore, you do that times 3, that's how much you can go on Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Halacha later on writes, some say that actually going a mil is 22.5 minutes, and some disagree and say it's 24 minutes. So he concludes, we're going to chametz, when it's a hefsim meruba, you could rely on the place to hold. If the dough did not weigh 22.5 minutes, it's not chametz, only if you have some signs that it became chametz. But regarding salting meat, you should be stringent in the evidence, but if you didn't salt the meat, for, at least for that a minimum amount of time. Addition number two, even Erev Shabbos is in the summer months, which are very long, obviously longer than the winter months, the Sefer Torah Shabbos writes, you're allowed to go only through Pasois. Chacham did not differentiate regarding the Takana, and just like did not differentiate between the time of going between a person that goes an easy road or on a difficult road, or whether a person going straight, or whether someone's going in the mountains. That's how that's a Pinra Meskarel, it's also. Dish number three, the reason why a person should not leave after noon, Pimagodam writes that when you travel with a wagon, it's possible to evaluate the time of the trip, whereas when you're going by foot, you cannot evaluate how long it's going to take because you have to be concerned you might get tired. And it might take longer than you originally thought. As Gerlitz adds on, however, even when you're traveling, you have to calculate, obviously, accidents and some other traffic that could happen, so that make sure you get, obviously, to your destination before Shabbos. But that's what he's saying, that if you're going by Golo, the Bach was Mekel, that you could even go after Chatzai Sayyim. Addition number four, if someone's traveling to a place that he can buy food that's prepared over there, the Kavachem writes that he's allowed to go more than three parsois. Addition number five, the amount of time that a person needs to get to his destination before Shabbos, the Tripitzel Tzin writes, is at least an hour before Shabbos. Chaznish was noig not to travel near Shabbos out of town afternoon, and that it was also noig not to travel near Shabbos a trip that would be more than 4 hours. Someone's traveling with public transportation, or he hires a taxi to take him, Shuvah Zolotin writes that you should make sure that your trip is early enough that the driver could get back home so that doesn't come that the driver will be Mechal Shabbos.